from KQED.
Handicrafts are not what they used to be. In fact, crafting is now a $30 billion industry in the U.S. Throughout California, you'll find groups sewing, scrapbooking, and making everything from jam to batches of beer. In Ventura last week, reporter Colin Berry went to the first-ever Craftcation Conference, with crafters looking to take their do-it-yourself businesses to the next level.
On a foggy Friday, the atrium at Ventura City Hall is buzzing with entrepreneurs eating lunch. They've come for the first-ever Craftcation Conference, and almost all of them are young women. Anna Manzano drove down from Sacramento.
My name is Anna. I have a baby and children's eco-friendly clothing line called Anna Apple. I'm here, honestly, to network, and I feel my business going to the next level, and so I just really want to make sure that my foundation is really rock solid before I push ahead and just make sure that, you know, I'm doing things correctly.
My name is Melissa Brisbois, and this is my partner here, Amanda Enright. And our business is called Old Yarn Girls, and we take vintage and repurposed materials and items and turn them into things like hair clips, purses, hats, dresses, things like that.
But Craftcation isn't your typical business seminar. Besides marketing and merchandising lectures, it also features morning yoga classes, bookbinding and pie-making sessions, a Pinterest workshop, and a class called Decoupage Yourself. Its pop-up store sells homemade cards and felted animals. Nicole Stevenson, who co-founded Craftcation with her aunt, Delilah Snell, says that even the attendees don't look normal.
First of all, walking around and looking at the people who are here, no one's wearing a suit. There's lots of colors, lots of patterns. You know, people are sporting their handmade, you know, felt things in their hair.
Stevenson and Snell produced Patchwork, a successful Southern California craft festival, and saw the need for a crafty biz conference. Stevenson says it's rare for this community, which usually connects online, to enjoy a little FaceTime.
For people that work in a typical business environment where you're in an office, you have coworkers, and at lunch you chit-chat. But for crafters, especially home-based crafters, we're working at home alone, you know, in our makeshift studios and our dining rooms and stuff. So we don't get the privilege of having coworkers and being able to discuss stuff with them.
Following a session called Startup Stories, Burbank jewelry maker Karen Cantor told me she had less competition just a few years ago.
I think that maybe with the downturn of the economy, people say, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to try something new. And, you know, I want to give this, a chance, or I want to follow my dream.
These days, though, crafting can bring in big money. Dana Harvey, who with his wife Melanie co-founded Harvey's Seatbelt Bags 15 years ago and now sells them in more than 500 outlets worldwide, says he sees in these women the same quality the two of them had when they started.
It's the drive. I mean, these people are here because they're passionate about making things, about, you know, working for themselves. And, you know, we still have that passion. We're not that far removed. We go to a bigger building, I guess.
And you can't discuss indie crafting without mentioning Etsy, the website that sells handmade goods ranging from ties to toys to vintage furniture. Etsy's seller education lead, Danielle Maville, says it's no surprise that do-it-yourself enthusiasts have created a forum to teach each other DIY business practices.
I think that's where this conference comes from. Passing it down, almost like passing down a craft. You're passing down your knowledge in these different areas.
Carla Sinclair is founding editor of Craft Magazine. Crafting's renaissance, she says, is a natural antidote to all the time we spend in front of smartphones, TVs, and computers.
It's a really great balance to be able to use your hands and to make things. It taps into a different part of your brain and a different part of your body. And there's just something very meditative and soulful about it.
Conference co-founder Nicole Stevenson says most crafters have what she calls art mind. They're great at coming up with ideas and seeing things visually.
But when it comes to the accounting and the marketing and things like that, I think that that's kind of our weaker point. Giving crafters those tools, those business tools, is very, very important because the budget we're on is smaller than a shoestring. It's like a thread budget.
Stevenson and Snell hope Craftcation inspires the next wave of kitchen table creatives, and that as the economy thaws, home-based entrepreneurs of all stripes find more disposable income out there to support their sales. Their crafty conference sold out this year, and Stevenson says next year's will be even bigger. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Ventura.